Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine. A spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus, Venus's Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu, Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience, with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual-emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. General characteristics of Pisces Navamsha. Pisces Navamsha emphasizes spirituality, emotional depth, creativity, and compassion. Individuals with planets in Pisces Navamsha are drawn to relationships that allow for deep emotional connection, empathy, and a shared sense of spiritual or creative exploration. They seek partners who are open-minded, compassionate, and willing to explore the deeper aspects of life. Relationships in Pisces Navamsha are often marked by emotional intensity, a focus on spiritual growth, and a desire to transcend material concerns in favor of emotional and spiritual fulfillment. Sun as Dharakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Pamsha. The spouse is compassionate, creative, and focused on spiritual growth and emotional connection. They bring warmth and leadership through empathy and a deep understanding of the emotional needs of the relationship. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly idealistic or emotionally detached, focusing too much on spiritual matters and neglecting practical or emotional aspects of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is centered on emotional depth and spiritual growth. The spouse leads with compassion and creativity, but there may be challenges if they become too focused on ideals or spiritual pursuits, leading to emotional detachment or lack of practicality. Moon as Dharakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Pisces Navamsha. The spouse is nurturing, emotionally intuitive, and deeply connected to the spiritual and emotional aspects of the relationship. They seek emotional security through compassion, empathy, and a shared emotional bond. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally overwhelmed or overly dependent, leading to instability in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is marked by emotional depth and nurturing. The moon brings emotional sensitivity and care, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too emotionally dependent or overwhelmed by the relationship's emotional intensity. Mars as Dharakaraka in Pisces Navamsha, spouse characteristic in Pisces Navamsha. The spouse is passionate, driven, and focused on achieving emotional and spiritual fulfillment through action. They bring energy and intensity to the relationship, often pushing for emotional or spiritual breakthroughs. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly assertive or emotionally intense, leading to conflicts over emotional boundaries or independence in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is driven by emotional passion and intensity. Mars brings assertiveness and energy, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too emotionally demanding or aggressive in their pursuit of emotional and spiritual fulfillment. Mercury as Dharakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Pisces Navamsha. The spouse is intellectual, communicative, and focused on exploring emotional and spiritual ideas through conversation and shared learning. They approach the relationship with curiosity and a desire to understand the deeper emotional and spiritual aspects of life. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly focused on intellectual pursuits, neglecting emotional or practical aspects of the relationship. Union type. The relationship thrives on communication and shared emotional exploration. Mercury brings intellectual stimulation and a focus on spiritual and emotional learning, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too focused on ideas and neglects emotional intimacy. Jupiter as Dharakara, spouse characteristic in Pisces Navamsha. The spouse is wise, compassionate, and focused on spiritual growth and emotional fulfillment. They guide the relationship toward higher understanding and emotional connection, often taking on a role of mentor or guide in the relationship. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly idealistic or emotionally distant, focusing too much on spiritual growth and neglecting the practical or emotional needs of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is centered on spiritual growth and emotional wisdom. Jupiter brings optimism and a focus on learning and growth, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too focused on ideals or neglects the emotional aspects of the relationship. Venus as Dharakaraka in Pisces Navamsha, spouse characteristic in Pisces Navam. The spouse is romantic, compassionate, and focused on creating emotional and spiritual harmony in the relationship. They are drawn to creative and spiritual pursuits, often seeking a partner who shares their emotional sensitivity and creative vision. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly idealistic or emotionally sensitive, leading to emotional instability or unrealistic expectations in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is romantic and emotionally fulfilling, with Venus bringing a focus on love, beauty, and spiritual connection. However, the partner must be careful not to become too emotionally sensitive or idealistic, which could lead to disappointment or emotional instability. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Pisces Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and focused on creating emotional and spiritual stability in the relationship. They approach the relationship with a sense of duty and commitment, ensuring that both partners are working toward long-term emotional and spiritual fulfillment. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or overly focused on responsibility, leaving little room for emotional spontaneity or creative expression. Union type. The relationship is grounded in responsibility and emotional stability. Saturn brings patience and perseverance, but the relationship may lack emotional warmth or spontaneity if the partner becomes too focused on duty and responsibility. Rahu as Dharakaraka in Pisces Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Pisces. The spouse is unconventional, spiritually inclined, and focused on achieving emotional and spiritual fulfillment through non-traditional means. They bring excitement and unpredictability to the relationship, often challenging conventional roles and expectations in the partnership. Potential challenges. The partner may become obsessive or overly focused on spiritual or emotional experiences, leading to emotional instability or detachment in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is marked by spiritual exploration and emotional intensity. Rahu brings an unconventional energy to the partnership, but this can lead to instability if the partner becomes too focused on spiritual experiences or pushes emotional boundaries too far.